Governor Andrew Cuomo and legislative leaders say they are close to a budget deal, but there are still many details that remain unresolved. One of the biggest sticking points is a shift in Medicaid costs. The governor wants New York City to pay a bigger share. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Cuomo says he and legislative leaders have decided what issues will be included in the budget, like raising the minimum wage and having paid family leave, but he says important points remain unresolved.
The overall parameters are all worked out. They're going back and talking, you know, 2 versus 3 versus 4. It's that level of detail. But again, in this case, the details are important.
Those details include exactly how to phase in an increased minimum wage in various parts of the state. Cuomo has proposed that the wage reach $15 by 2018 in New York City and 2021 in the rest of the state, but the governor now says that timetable could be even longer in order to calibrate the wage to the local economy. The governor would not say whether upstate New York might not reach $15 at all and whether the minimum wage could be lower, closer to $13. California Governor Jerry Brown announced a deal Monday with that state's legislature to enact a $15 minimum wage statewide in California by 2022. Governor Brown's plan includes an option to reset that phase-in if that state's economy tanks. Cuomo says New York's minimum wage increase may have a similar safety break.
Should there be some safety valve built into the system that can take an analysis at that time and make a decision at that time? I think yes.
Cuomo does say that there won't be any exemptions for small businesses in either the minimum wage increase or a paid family leave plan. He says that would put smaller employers at a competitive disadvantage in attracting workers. The governor says he also expects no tuition increase at state universities and colleges, but says lawmakers will not agree to give SUNY an extension of its powers to raise their own tuition if they need to.
SUNY has told us, and I think they've said publicly, but there have been a number of different statements, that economically they don't need a tuition increase this year.
But a spokeswoman for SUNY says in a statement that the state university still needs $73 million more dollars in order to stave off a tuition increase this fall. As SUNY board chair Carl McCall said just a few days ago,
$73 million, no tuition increase. We continue our commitment to the students and to the people of New York State.
Legislative leaders emerging from an earlier closed-door meeting with Cuomo concur that they still have no final resolution on key issues, including the minimum wage and the exact amount of school aid in the state budget. But Senate Majority Leader John Flanagan says there will be a satisfactory increase in education funding.
We are comfortable that we're going to have a record increase in aid to education, which should be a focal point of everything that we do.
Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie on Tuesday afternoon said he was hopeful that bills could be printed before midnight.
I'd say we're progressing. We want to look to print today, and so there's just some final details that we have to nail down amongst ourselves and the governor.
But following a second meeting late in the day, Speaker Hastie abruptly left the gathering, saying only that there was nothing new. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.